Before the holiday season began a few weeks ago, Cincinnati City Council's Law and Public Safety Committee heard from families who'd lost loved ones to violence. Committee members hope this annual tradition is a reminder of the lives lost to gun violence. But family members hope keeping their loved one's name in the public sphere will inspire somebody to come forward and help solve a murder. The city offers protection to people who want to come forward without fear of retaliation through a program known as CROW. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jolene Almendarez.
All day long, all I can do is think about it. These days I can't breathe.
Like, when I look back, I don't feel like I can even remember good memories of my brother because it's always, like, that day. Like, I just can only remember that day.
I know I can't change what happened, but I just want closure.
Geraldine Davis, Amy Thompson, and Tequila Smith have all lost loved ones to gun violence in Cincinnati. Thompson's brother was murdered after a nearby dice game turned violent. He was getting home from a store when somebody tried to steal his car for a quick getaway and shot him. His 7-month-old daughter was in the back seat. Thompson says it's the no-snitch street code that prevents people from coming forward with information about deadly crimes.
They don't understand the streets don't love you. They all live by this no-snitch law. And it's hard to face those people when you're in the same neighborhood knowing that they all know or they talk behind your back about what happened, and some of them even being friends, maybe even family members. They show up to candlelights, vigil lights, light candles, but none of them won't go pick out a mugshot or, you know, speak up.
City officials acknowledge that kind of street culture and say reporting information about crimes can have tough consequences for people.
But there are people that live in these communities, just like you said, that just have this fear of coming forward, and it's real. Retaliation, that even the thought of what could happen is so real.
That's Karen Rumsey. She's a homicide victims advocate, social worker, and leads Cincinnati Citizens Respect Our Witnesses, also known as CROW. It operates like a local version of a witness protection program. Through CROW, witnesses are assigned a caseworker, can be temporarily housed in hotels while they're testifying, and get help relocating themselves and their families.
When you see something, you must say something. You have to speak. There is help. The CROW program, thank you. We have helped a lot of people to be able to exercise their voice, to be able to come to court.
233 CROW witnesses have helped in homicide and other major cases since 2016. Most of them never had to testify in court. Rumsey says fear of testifying is what sometimes stops witnesses from sharing what they know. That was the case in the murder of Kelsey CROW, the program's namesake. The 17-year-old was shot and killed while leaving a Sweet 16 party in Walnut Hills in 2015. More than 100 people were there when the shooting happened, but only 2 told authorities they saw the shooter. Rumsey says both witnesses were threatened the weekend before the trial started. As a result, one of them refused to testify, pleading the 5th during questioning. The accused shooter in the case was acquitted, and nobody has ever been convicted of killing CROW. For Rumsey, that's a prime example of the reason the CROW program exists.
But we have to look at justice for these families, for these unsolved homicides. Justice starts with a person being accountable. And if they never get arrested, then they're not accountable. And I guarantee you, they're going to wait and do it again.
Rumsey and grieving families say CROW provides a safe place for witnesses to come forward with information about crimes, which is especially relevant this year as gun violence in the city reaches record highs. According to the Cincinnati Police Department, there have been at least 444 gunshot victims this year in the city and 79 shooting deaths, the highest in at least 5 years. There have been almost 90 total homicides this year. For more information about the CROW program, visit our website, WVXU.org. Jolene Almendarez, 91.7 WVXU.